Hey, everybody, this is Dan Jarms, and this is the podcast One Simple Truth. On One Simple Truth, we take issues that are pressing on us today, and we evaluate them under God's all-sufficient word. We're in a little series on evangelicals abandoning the truth in the current political era, and what we mean by that is because of certain conservative desires, platform convictions, political convictions, conservatives as well as liberals are likely to find or want news sources, quote-unquote news sources, that feed their bias. And because of that, we have a real strong possibility of undermining our witness for Christ. Now, should we leave? The question today is, should we boycott or leave Facebook and Twitter because they promote too many liberal agendas and they censor too many conservative ones? All right, before we answer that question, let's grab our cup of coffee. I've got my Sicilian mug, and believe it or not, I'm done with coffee today. It's just water. Yep, got some water in it because I need it while I'm talking to you today. All right, you got your cup. I hope you're enjoying it. All right, so what's at stake when we ask this question? Should I boycott Facebook and Twitter? There are good reasons to use social media, and there are not good reasons to use social media. There are good reasons to leave social media, a certain social media, and good reasons to stay. Let's talk about those right now. Should I leave Facebook or Twitter? We should ask this important question first. When have you asked it about the last post you made or the last thing you read? But here's the regulator of the Bible on what we do. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. So is my social media consumption or participation for the glory of God? It does it make God look greater? Does it draw special attention to him and his glory and goodness and wisdom? Or does it do something else? And that goes to just the whole attitude I have about social media or not. Very often the attitude about social media, I've fallen into it, is how many likes can I get? How many followers can I get? Can I be an influencer? It's an avenue to promote self. And there can be good reasons to promote self. Not saying there isn't, but a lot of times there is just selfish reasons to promote self. And is it to glorify things that are displeasing to God, or are you using it to glorify things that are pleasing to God? There are many good things that God has given this world to enjoy, and social media can be a part of that, like catching up with friends, sharing recipes, sharing meaningful articles, yada, yada, yada. Lots of good things that social media can be used for. But when we start talking about leaving social media because we're tired of the liberal bias, here's what I think would be a good reason to leave for, and here's what a bad reason to leave for. A good reason to leave Facebook or Twitter is because it's buying so much of your time away from devotion, prayer, godliness. And when you consume it, it doesn't produce more godliness in you. It doesn't renew your mind. No, what it actually does is get you steamed up, amped up, angry, anxious, hostile, and so on. It's not producing the fruit of the Spirit. It is producing the fruit of the flesh. Well, if your use of Facebook and Twitter is producing fruit of the flesh, according to Galatians 5, 5:18 through, I think it's about 22, 23. If it's producing fruit of the flesh, then that's not good. If it's producing fruit of the Spirit, great. Then that's a good reason to use it. But specifically, here's the danger or the concern is that the whole world is wanting to separate themselves from people who think differently and believe differently or have a worldview differently than themselves. There's a natural part of that where we like people who like what we like, and it's easier for us to be with people who have the same worldview. But when it comes to truth, when it comes to a civic duty of interacting with the world that you live in, one can't afford to only go go to information. One can't afford to only go places to get information that skews their information to fit my bias. Just we can't do that. It's irresponsible and it undermines our Christian testimony. So if you're leaving Facebook or Twitter because you don't like their anti-conservative bias, that would be a concern. If you don't like what they censor, then I might just have a question. Are you afraid of seeing different opinions? Do you not want to interact or see different opinions? Do different opinions rattle you to your core? If different opinions about things, different worldviews actually rattle you or get you angry, you're probably holding on to your worldview in the wrong way. If you can't read it and say, that's different, that's interesting, without it getting you all uptight and frustrated, it's probably because your worldview is being held in the wrong way. So that's one concern. The second concern I have is the same concern I have about the Christian school or the Christian program of any kind that is an alternative to just the general public version. So Christian school versus public school. I did Christian schooling with two of our kids. We did for a time, and we had to labor. But here's the danger. We felt it. You isolate yourself into a certain segment of people, and you can more consistently move away from people who need to hear about Jesus and toward people who know Jesus already, or who share your conservative values, and you no longer interact or think in a civil way about dealing with people from other viewpoints. So when you are increasingly, the word or phrase is an echo chamber, when your social media is in an echo chamber, then you are not only susceptible to false teaching in that echo chamber, but you're also isolating yourself away and you're losing the ability to have a good civil discourse with non-Christians who have different views. So the other concern I have is just because somebody's conservative doesn't mean they're a Christian, and we start listening way too much. It was. I remember back in the era where Rush Limbaugh was super popular. I don't have any real indication over all the years that Rush Limbaugh is an evangelical. Now, you might have something more recently than I do with that, but people listened to him more than they listened to preaching pastors, their Bible, or anything else, because he was on for a long time during the day. It met their work time. And pretty soon that person's influence was really high. We talked about it yesterday, but 2 Timothy 4:3 talks about that in the last time, people will wander away from the truth because they have itching ears wanting to follow their own passions. And this whole idea of moving away from Facebook and Twitter and to places where it's more conservative, for you, sounds like it could be an impulse, but it could also be just the outworking of following an itching ear. And without thinking about it, the political columnist, the political commentator, the political podcaster that now you spend all your time listening to becomes your number one teacher. And if he doesn't come from a biblical worldview, then that is going to be troubling or bothering. You will be pulled into the other issues of that person's agenda. So that would be the concern about that I would have. Do you want to leave Facebook and Twitter because it's buying up too much time? Do you want to minimize your use and just follow the Faith Bible Church feed? Great idea. Are the other things? Do you want to keep up with your friends and their new babies and their new events and their vacations? Then stay on Facebook and enjoy those things with them. They're going to pay their bills by selling you ads on things. So just beware. And they have all kinds of fancy tricks to get you to keep watching, to keep looking. So they will manipulate that screen because they want the income to give you more of what you want. So Facebook or Twitter. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about Parler and MeWe. And oh my goodness, we'll find out tomorrow. I don't really know a lot about them, but I have downloaded both, and I'll give you my take on that and the concerns that I might have about those platforms, and the good things about those platforms too. But that's one simple truth for today. We'll check in tomorrow, and let's be careful to not abandon truth because we don't like to hear things that that don't fit our wants and desires.